So I'm kind of upset, and I'm wondering if I should be. Producer Mike says, "Just chill out, Joe. Quit being so butthurt," which is my word, by the way. I like to say butthurt.
Don't be a baby.
317-239-1009. Kind of feel upset that we're hanging out at Red Room. You can do that every Friday night. Elliot King and everybody hanging out there. And then I just got, like, left in the dark, man. I'm talking, and then, like, he just leaves. I'm like, oh, he's probably going to the bathroom or grab another drink at the bar.
Nope.
10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, maybe he's taking a poop. 20 minutes later, I'm like, he's gone. And what you, what'd you do? You just went home or did you go somewhere else? What'd you do?
No, I dipped. It was time to leave.
All right, let's talk to Reggie this morning. What's up, Reggie? What do you think about this? We just kind of dip on people like an Irish goodbye.
Well, first of all, I was at the Red Room as well, celebrating my birthday with Elliot.
Yeah.
But I think that it should be cool with guys.
Exactly.
It's just time to go. It's time to go.
Exactly, deuces. Reggie.
Wait, hold on. Reggie's laughing at me right now. Let me ask you this, and I didn't ask before.
Yeah.
Were you, did you dip out with a lady?
Did I dip out with a lady?
Because I don't like that you leave, but like, let's say you talk to a girl and you're like, hey.
That would be a no. that you'd be okay with had I left then,
if
right?
If it was for some booty, yeah. I would have been okay with the booty dip. You could have dipped for some booty, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, man. I understand that.
Yeah.
I mean,
food? Would you be okay if I had left to get food?
Oh, if you're no, because I like food more than you do.
Oh, you'd be jealous.
I'm the biggest guy in Indy.
See,
oh my
Reggie
gosh.
Feels me. You don't have to say the grand tour. Bye, everybody. Bye, Reggie. Bye, Elliot. Bye,
right?
Eric. Bye,
I mean,
John.
Well, of course, the people that I came with, because I came there with a group of people as well, and I had told Elliot already that I was going to come there, so he bought me champagne and stuff.
Exactly,
give
Reggie.
Shout out. Yay!
Yeah, but you fun. Agree with me that it's different for girls. A girl can't do that to another girl, correct?
See, that's not true.
You're hardcore. You're independent. I mean, you don't care. Like, you'll hang out there by yourself.
I don't, because I feel like the way I am, I meet people as I go. So if I met a bunch of people there, and then the next day, maybe I'd be like, hey, you didn't say goodbye. But I'm not going to be, like he said, butthurt about it. Like,
yeah, Reggie's butt
like,
is
especially
fine.
Especially if you know that's what that person does.
Gotcha.
And thank you, Reggie. And let's lay a rule down here. You guys, I'm the one that says butthurt. Nobody else says butthurt. That's my word.
I say butthurt all the time.
I say butt rock.
Yeah, you can have butt rock. I want butthurt. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hello, hi. My name is Shaquana.
What do you think about this? Am I being butthurt?
No, I would never leave my friend alone. I would let my friend know that I was leaving. But if they was by themselves, I would stay. Because you just never know people. People are crazy.
Even a grown man that's like 300 pounds?
Plus. He could take care of himself. He's like 7'3". How tall are you, Joe?
Like 6'.
Well, yeah, even if it's a man, because, you know, even if he's 300 pounds, what if someone's waiting outside for him? Me and my cousin, we always, when we go out, I never leave her side. We never put our drink down or anything.
Ooh, no. That's true. Somebody could try to slip a Cosby
totally.
And Joe from the Joe and Alex Show's drink and try to take advantage of him.
I mean, and I'm not saying I'm an attractive guy, but you guys have seen it. I didn't realize it, but I've been hit on before by men and not even realized it, and they could overpower me too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm vulnerable to both sides of attack. So
fair.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. So, all right, 317-239-1009. You can let us know. Hey, who's this?
This is Tom.
Tom, what would you do in this situation? Would you, like, be upset like I was at MYK just dipped at Red Room on Friday night? Or is that
a little,
just like...
A little bit. You know, if my buddy was married, I'd say, dude, you need to go home to your wife and get that kiss and hug and hold her hand.
Oh, that kiss and hug.
I should have told you that on Friday.
Hey, I was out there supporting Elliot in the station.
Yeah, you could just get that kiss and hug, Joe, but you're always asking for that special kiss and hug.
Yeah,
there you go.
Never getting that. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, bud. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. If you think that it's okay, producer MYK dipped out. He just, like, left. He didn't say goodbye on
Joe,
Red Room.
You're a grown man. You're fine.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this? Hello.
Oh, this is Katie.
I'm like, Katie, don't dip on the phone call. I've been dipped on enough already. What do you think about this, Katie, from a lady's perspective?
I would never really be okay with it, only because, like, whenever I was left alone once, I was actually roofied and miserable.
Yikes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had literally just gone to the bar with a guy that I just knew he wanted to buy me a drink. Sure, I'm all for free drinks, but I told my friends I'd be right back. And as soon as I didn't come back for, like, 20 minutes, they came to look for me. They told the security guards and I was actually in the bathroom trying to throw up, but I was so out of it that if I had left or if they had left me, who knows what could have happened.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank God you're okay. Do you think, and you can be honest here, this is a family conversation, is it time that I part ways with MYK and we're no longer friends after this?
I mean, I'm not saying that you're going to go out and get roofied, but I mean, even if you're like across the bar and just give them like a, hey, peace, I'm out kind of deal, or if you don't want to walk all the way across the bar or whatever the case, or just,
yeah,
even,
you can
like,
just give a head nod.
Like, yeah, like deuces or something.
Oh, like peace, like a two in the air.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out this. All right, hey, thank you for the call.
I feel like Joe would be an easy victim of that because somebody says, hey, free drink, Joe. Joe would be like, hey,
gosh, that and food. That'll be my death one day.
Blair tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. He says, to dudes, yes, unless you dip when they go to the bar and are coming right back. To girls, no. Brandon says, I do it quite a bit myself. As long as there's multiple people you're there with in a group, then dipping is okay.